This is your devotion for Day 7, prepared by Brother Jack Coleman. Today's devotion, entitled Break My Plan, is based on Jeremiah 1, verses 1 through 19. Break My Plans. The praise song of a nation flowed from his hand, and in a world of dark oppression he made a stand. They told him to be silent and led him away. 10 years was the sentence. A prisoner of faith. As he waited for God's timing, another winter chilled the air, and when he thought of his own family, he was filled with despair. So he cried out for justice. Was there any other way? But then he gave it all to Jesus as he began to pray. Break my plans, shape my heart, take my will to where you are. Move my mind through your word till all that I am lives to you, Lord. I know I'm called to suffer and take up my cross, but sometimes I feel so fearful when I count the cost. Still, my heart wants to follow and walk in your ways, to be counted with the fruitful. Lord, guide me today. With all my heart, my strength, my soul, I will love you, God. So use my life and take complete control. Please, O Lord, break my plan and change my will to yours. This song was written and recorded by This Hope. It is a tribute to Nicolae Moldovenu. Nicolae was born in Romania in 1922 and was a prolific hymn writer, having composed more than 8,000 hymns during his lifetime. In 1959, Nicolae was arrested by the communist Romanian government and falsely accused of conspiring to overthrow the government through his work in the church. There is nothing a communist regime fears more than people who serve the one true God. Nicolae was convicted of composing religious songs and religious propaganda and sentenced to 10 years in prison. How weak communism must be that a man writing songs is a threat to its existence. This piece of music about Nicolae's life was convicting to me and was instrumental in influencing me to begin praying that God would break my plans and change all of me, my thoughts, attitudes, and desires, in order to make me to be what he required me to be. I prayed that God would change my heart and make me a man he could use in complete submission to him. Nicolae was that kind of man for God, and it cost him 10 years of his life in prison, and it causes me to question my own devotion to my Savior, Jesus Christ. The same occurred in the life of Jeremiah, a man called to be God's prophet to the nation of Judah. The Lord comes to Jeremiah when he's a young man to give him his life's mission, Jeremiah 1:5. He is appointed to be God's prophet to God's people. God informs Jeremiah that this was to be his mission from the moment of his conception. It is the same for each of us. God knows our days before we are conceived, Psalm 139:14-16, and has a divine plan for our lives. That really puts a clamp on the abortion industry's senseless idea that it's not a baby until it's born. But in our lives, God's divine plan can only be realized in our complete submission to Christ. Jeremiah attempts to tell God that he knows himself better than God does, Jeremiah 1:6. He recognizes his own inexperience and inability, but has yet to recognize God's all-consuming power. God rebukes Jeremiah and then explains that the power backing his call to serve was God's presence and provision, verses 7 and 8. Just as God had done with Moses, he reaches out and puts his words in Jeremiah's mouth. Jeremiah was to be God's mouthpiece, verses 9 and 10. The mission would lead Jeremiah to many dark trials. In fact, Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet, and he lived a life of conflict because of his predictions of God's judgment upon the nation of Judah. He was threatened, tried for his life, put in stocks, publicly humiliated, and thrown into a pit, puts his own fears about sharing the gospel in a different light, doesn't it? This is why God said to Jeremiah in verses 17 and 18, Stand at attention and prepare yourself for battle. Do not show fear, because God would fortify him to stand against those who would come against him. These are the most vital verses to Jeremiah, and all of us who are true believers seeking his kingdom, we must stand up at attention before the Lord and let him place his words in our mouths through studying scripture, and in doing so, be prepared for his service. These verses are for all believers. God is faithful and will enable us to carry out our divine mission of spreading the good news of Jesus. This work requires total faith and complete trust in Christ and may lead to difficulty. But God promises in this passage of Scripture that those who reject him will not overcome. A life of sacrificially submitted to Christ, verse 19. The Lord God declares that he is with us and will always rescue us. This concludes your devotion for day 7.